today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamu alaikum, you're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
Today is Sunday, that is 22nd of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Mehr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And now it's time to listen to one verse of the Holy Quran for today, chapter As-Sad, verse 29.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses, and that those of understanding would be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran is surely blessed. Its recitation, reflection, history, reasoning, story, samples of sciences, hidden news, similes, bits and forbits, all in all are full of mysteries and secrets. Quran is for contemplation, and it is not merely for taking a good omen to its apparent. And contemplation in the Quran is for admonition, else there may happen that a person perceives the scientific secrets of the Quran, but it causes his pride.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
On the last episode of today's special, we were speaking about living by the Quran. The Quran is made easy for us to reflect and take advice. In this way, we have sent it down as clear signs. Allah guides anyone He wills. In chapter 22 of the Holy Quran, verse 16, you can find this concept. Aside from that stated in these verses, there is yet another fact we need to keep in mind. The Quran is a guide for believers, whereas it may misguide disbelievers. Those who do not believe that they will be gathered in the presence of their Lord on the Day of Judgment, and that the Quran is the book in truth sent by the Lord, fail to grasp the divine purpose of its verses. They remain deaf and blind towards them. This condition is related in the Quran as follows. When you recite the Quran, we place an obscuring veil between you and those who do not believe in the hereafter. We have placed covers on their hearts, preventing them from understanding it, and heaviness in their ears. When you mention your Lord alone in the Quran, they turn their backs and run away. Chapter Isra, verses 54 to 46.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life. From Arab English Radio, the Quran encourages self-reflection and self-improvement, urging believers to strive to become better individuals. Concepts such as gratitude, patience and humility play a crucial role in personal growth. As for community involvement, the Quran calls upon believers to be active and responsible members of their communities. It promotes civic engagement and pursuit of justice, urging Muslims to stand up for what is right and contribute positively to society. It emphasizes that individuals have a role to play in fostering a just and compassionate community. Living according to the Quran is a holistic approach of life that encompasses faith, morality, worship, family, social justice, personal development, and community involvement. It is a way of life that seeks to align every aspect of individual's existence with the divine guidance found in the Quranic verses. By following these Quranic principles, individuals can lead a meaningful and righteous life that reflects their devotion to God and their commitment to the well-being of humanity.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
This is today's special, and life in the Quran, retribution. Allah has said in the Quran that a person who intentionally kills another person must also be executed if the relatives of that dead person demand retribution. However, the way Quran states the necessity of retribution is very beautiful. There is life for you in retribution, O you who possess intellects. Maybe you will be God-wary. There is life in retribution in that it deters the act of killing. So when the act is deterred, less people will kill other people and more lives will be spared. However, retribution seems like a violent measure. Therefore, the Quran makes it very subtle by saying, "There is life for you in retribution." By saying this, Allah says if you want people to live more and more lives to be saved, retribution is necessary.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور
مدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به.
And for this episode of today's special, another way to use the Quran to improve our life, taking action. We should follow the Quran in our daily lives. It is a book provided to all mankind as guidance. As a result, all other acts of worship linked to the Quran would be of little use. Rather, they may be used against Muslims on the Day of Judgment if they did not act on the Quran's instructions or did not intend to act on them when seeking its knowledge. From fulfilling covenants, taking loan, living inheritance, responding to evil with good, and calling to Islam to principles of raising pious children and giving charity, the Quran provides Muslims with comprehensive guidance.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was sent to the people who were chained up by superstitious ideas, by slavery, by polytheism, by ignorance. So they were not able to move as free and noble human beings. They were like people who were imprisoned. يَذَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Rasulullah came to free them and open all these chains and all these locks which are put on them. Then Allah says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who believe in him. وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ. And support him and help him. Now we reach that sentence that I want you to pay lots of attention. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. Those who believe in the Prophet. وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ. And supported him and helped him. وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. And follow the light which is sent with him, sent down with him. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلَحُونَ. These are the people who would be happy. They have happiness. Inshallah, I hope we can be included among the people who believe in the Prophet, support him, and follow the light which is sent down to him, which is the Quran. This is the key to falah and salvation.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an nurun wa bayan. Al-Qur'an hadiyul iman.
يا قرآن عليك سلام.